and paint source with locations in Clemson, Greenville, Spartanburg, and Landrum. Shop the widest array of brands at Spectrum Paint, including Benjamin Moore Paints, Pittsburgh Paints, Rust-Oleum, Graco, Roma Bio, Ready Seal, Renner Wood Coatings, and more. Projects large and small, whether professionals or do-it-yourselfers, we have the coating, supplies, and expertise to take care of you. Visit us at spectrumpaint.com to find the location nearest you or connect with our local sales team.
Winter weather is upon us, so if you're planning a ski trip, a mountain getaway, or just want to be prepared for what Mother Nature might throw at us, make sure your vehicle is ready with a trip to the Pendleton Tire Company.
Be ready to play in the snow like me and my daddy on a new set of tires. Pendleton Tire Company.
Go see Zach and the team at Pendleton Tire and be ready for winter fun. Call them at 864-646-3694 or visit online at pendletontire.com.
If you run a business, you need video. Video for your website, social media, but you don't know where to turn. We've made it simple. Take the Double Dog Video Productions Double Dog Dance. We produce your video, and if you don't like it, you keep your money. We keep the video, we part as friends. A little secret, no one's ever asked for their money back. And you're gonna love your video. Check out our website, then give us a call. DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Stiff joints, achy knees, hands that won't cooperate, or reaching for pain pills too often throughout your day? If arthritis pain is slowing you down, OrthoLaser Spartanburg can help. Their advanced laser therapy is non-invasive, drug-free, and targets pain at the source, helping you move easier. Imagine a life without arthritis holding you back. No drugs, no needles, no downtime, and a life without arthritis pain. Call OrthoLaser today for your free consultation, 864-327-8001.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Walt Tip to the Road Rage. We are back. You can get in if you want. I just made a couple underdog plays during that commercial break, Ramon. I did. I'm going to get to that in a little bit. CD, what's going on there, CD?
What's up, man?
How you doing, CD?
I got two very quick NBA points.
Okay.
Then let's get into the playoffs.
All right.
Because this is the greatest time of the year. We got football all over. Don't mind my daughter. She's crying.
Oh, no.
You know how kids are.
Yeah.
Right? 1 year old. First NBA point. I'm extremely surprised that Jaylen Brown is playing himself into MVP conversation. He's been absolutely phenomenal these last, 6 weeks.
Why are you surprised?
I knew he was a good player. But I didn't know he was a guy, dog, you know?
Yeah. So you didn't know he could be the guy to carry a team.
Right, right. Okay. And so I've been catching him late night. And I was just like, okay, Jaylen, he's got it. He's got it.
Yeah.
And to be, I think he's fourth right now in the odds.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And then they might get Tatum back. Ah, that Celtics team, still scary.
Yeah, still scary.
But they can't be Denver.
Well, and look, here's the other thing. If they get Tatum back, that's just going to lead to issues. Because Brown,
right.
Brown's
it's
been so
like the Kyrie thing at Duke, right?
Right, exactly. They've reinvented themselves and found a different way to play. And now you're going to ask, Tatum's going to come in and want to be a star again. I don't know. I don't know how that would work.
I don't think it can. And then the other one is...
By the way, I still think those two guys don't like each other. I think they've never liked each other. I think it's always been obvious. I think it's always been obvious, and that's another reason. I'm just
everybody doesn't know this about the black community, because you know, as dark skinned guys, you know, we look at those light skinned guys with a little. You know, they're a little softy, so you gotta prove it, right? It's okay. You and I can talk about this, right?
That's right.
The other thing is, we gotta get rid of LaMelo. The best player on your team can't be a child. And you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
And now, watching Khan and the things he's able to do, and when we got Brandon back, we gotta get rid of LaMelo.
Yeah,
he's got to.
Yeah, I think that's a fact. I think he's got to go.
It doesn't matter. 30 and 27, whatever. It doesn't matter. He's got to go.
Yeah.
All right, to the playoffs, baby. We pounding the drum. I don't think we can win. I think our chances are slim and none. But Slim's name is Rico Dowdle, and None's name is Chuba Hubbard. And I know the Rams' defense is.
You know why that's hey CD, let me tell you why I think that's really funny, because I just entered this underdog play. Okay, as God's my witness, in this last commercial break, probably because you were on hold. This is the underdog play I just entered. I took Kyren Williams higher than 65.5. I took Matthew Stafford. I took Matthew Stafford higher than 265.5. I took Puka Nacua higher than 91.5. I took Jared Verstappen higher than 2.5 tackles and assists. And I took Chuba Hubbard to go lower than 25.5 rushing yards. As God is my witness.
Lower than 25?
Yeah.
We're gonna pound the rock. I know that. I know we're gonna pound the rock. That's because that's the only way we can win. Mm-hmm. And I do think that the home field advantage helps, because the bank will be in a different place than it's been. Cam coming back, all mm-hmm. these things. But
will it still help when it's 17-0 and Rams in the second quarter?
No, but we'll have 40 rushing yards, so it might hurt to 25.
Oh, okay.
40 carries. We'll have 40 carries. Okay. We can't put this game in Bryce's hands.
Okay.
He's just not ready. He's too small.
Yeah.
The ball doesn't drive out. I was explaining it to my wife. You know, the interception he threw last week,
yeah.
And I was just like, this is a Bryce Young interception.
Yeah.
She's like, what does that mean? I was like, he's throwing to the opposite hash.
Hmm.
It's lollipopping over there.
Yeah.
Like the man is open,
yeah.
But any other quarterback who can drive the ball will get it there.
Well, not Tua.
And except for Tiny Tua.
Yeah, except for Tiny Tua.
And so I'm very excited. It's been 10 years since I've had a playoff game. I'm like over the moon. I'm gonna load up the smoker. I'm getting some meat. I'm inviting people over. I'm making this like the biggest
Ramona,
party ever.
Ramona, my man CD is having a party over his house because the Panthers are finally in the playoffs. By the second quarter, the party's going to be dispersing.
Yeah. I mean, like, everybody needs to get out of here. Get out of here.
Go home.
I know this is going to happen.
Go,
but I'm
get out of here.
Excited.
Get out of here, you light-skinned dude.
Right, exactly. I'm just telling you, though, I'm super happy because we're bringing back the 2015 vibes. I just want to experience the build-up.
Hey, Ramona, hey, see, you white guys got to leave first.
We're gonna go in order. So it's, but I don't know. I think, like I said, I think our chances are slim and none. I know that our weakness. With Bryce is their weakness, and I can't trust him to just light it up. Like, the only way we win this game, the only teams that are gonna beat the Rams this year are if somebody's gonna go toe to toe with Stafford, and he's gonna throw for 300 every game.
Yeah, I think that's right.
That's literally the only thing that anyone can do, and we don't have a guy that can do it. But it's fun while it lasts, right?
Look, I favor the Rams to win the whole thing, but I will say this. I think the whole NFL sucks. I mean, I really do. I don't think there are any good teams. I think they wanted balance. They have it. But they have the wrong kind of balance. They have balance between a bunch of mediocre teams that all have major deficiencies. And I mean, think about the alleged elite quarterbacks in this league and some of the teams they've had this year. I mean, Allen with Buffalo or Lamar with the Ravens or Mahomes with the Chiefs. And, you know, just for example, and Goff with the Lions. I mean, I think that this is not what this league is supposed to be. And if this is what they wanted, well, I guess you have it, but you have a league that's really hard to predict, but, you know, other than a place where you haven't had playoffs in a while, like Carolina, I mean, it's not good football. I mean, we are not watching good football. We are watching a bunch of teams that all have major deficiencies. I mean,
I would say this, and I'll take this offline so I can get baby girl inside to see her mom. Yeah. The question I have is that I think one of the reasons the product is down is because the injuries are so up. And part of me was like, the season's too long. It feels like we're doing this. But at the same time, I feel like no one's hardened in the off season anymore. And so these soft tissue injuries and these big time injuries just come up over and over and over again. And I watch football all day on Sunday, every team. And when I have to sit through, the first Nigerian American quarterback to play in the NFL that plays for the freaking Chiefs, it feels like this isn't what we want to have happen, you know, and I like it, but it's like, if I've never heard of you, this is a problem because I live and breathe this stuff, right? And it's just, it feels like there's just too many injuries.
But again, Mahomes himself was terrible. And Josh Allen drags that lifeless body of the Buffalo Bills franchise around with him every week. I just don't think the league's very good. I mean, I think it's the worst I've seen it in terms of actual talent. I don't really like anybody. The Rams are sort of my default pick, and even I think they have issues. So I'm not in love with anybody.
Pass defense.
Yeah.
That's their issue. Pass defense.
Yeah, right? It is. Yep. So 100%. All right, CD. All right, good luck. Good luck. Good luck.
Love
to
you
your, good luck to your viewing party. Good luck. Good luck.
Shout out to you, Ramona.
It's a very short party. Nice. Save on beer. Very short party. Save on alcohol. Not much alcohol will be consumed, Ramona. They'll be out by the second quarter. Go on. Get out. We're shutting up. All right. See you, CD. Will and Anderson. I see Herb Street up there. Must be talking about the SEC. Tell us how great it is, Herb Street. Hey, Herb Street. Tell us about Alabama. Hey, Herb Street, what we want to hear about is how Alabama deserved to be in. Because Alabama deserved to be in, Ramona, because they played a competitive game against Georgia. Because the competitive game was they lost by 22 points, they rushed for like 3 yards, and oh, by the way, Georgia's out too. So go ahead, Herb Street, tell me. Please, expound. Please, Herb Street, expound. give us some of your football gem wisdom, you friggin' homer. Will and Anderson. Will, how are you, Will? Good to have you.
Doing good, Walt. I was gonna call about. I haven't been listening today. I've been working. I just got in the vehicle. But yesterday on the way home. But you also just brought it up again. I wanted to talk about the Bills.
Yeah.
Your opinion on the Bills. This is not Josh's or the Bills' best team by far. I don't think.
No.
But there are some good pieces. Cook has got the rushing title this year.
Yeah, Cook's a good player, as I've said.
The offensive line is obviously good. Huh?
Yeah, Cook is a good player, as I've said.
What was that? Right.
Uh-oh. Will? Now, to this, Will. Ramona, this is...
Wide receivers are absolutely...
All right. I think you're back, Will. You vanished for a minute. You disappeared. We lost you for a minute.
I'm back. Hey.
All right. So go ahead.
Hey. Hello.
The last thing we had to say, the last thing we talked about was Cook. Go past Cook.
Right. The offensive line is obviously decent if Cook won the rushing title. The wide receivers are sparse at best.
Yeah, they're not very good.
tight ends are decent.
Yes.
Those are decent players.
Yes.
The defense has been suspect.
Yeah.
The pass defense is okay, but the rush defense
Yeah, the run defense has been awful all year. For a long part of the year, it was actually the worst in the NFL, and you were allowing 5.75 yards per carry, which is just atrocious.
It's atrocious. But now, Josh, he is.
Listen, I am rooting for Buffalo. Okay. I am on your side. Okay. I am on Team Buffalo. If I can choose who I want to win the Super Bowl, I want Buffalo to win the Super Bowl. I think Josh Allen's the best player in football, and I want the best player in football to get his Super Bowl, and that's what I would like to happen. I just don't know what the Bills have been doing in putting this team together. They should be surrounding Josh Allen with elite talent, and they have done anything but that.
Oh, I agree 100%. Now, I say all that and will still say this. They do have the best run game in the NFL this year, but they are going against the best run defense in the NFL this year Saturday. They might come out of there with an L.
Yeah. Well, I got to let you go because your phone has come out of there with an L. I had to let him go because his phone came out of there with an L. I think Buffalo-Jacksonville is going to be a war. I would not be shocked if the winner of that game came out of the AFC. Of course, there's nothing right now that would shock me in the NFL. But I think the winner of that game has a reasonable chance to come out of the AFC. Here's my problem. I think if you take Josh Allen off of the Bills and you put almost any other quarterback on the Bills, I think the Bills are a 500 football team at best. I mean, at best. So I think you're asking an awful lot of the quarterback, and that worries me. That worries me. Again, look, I was the first person to ever talk about Josh Allen, game one at Wyoming, and as people know, and I said he'd be a top 10 draft pick, and people thought I was crazy, and he became all that. When the NFL had their draft, I said it was nuts to take people like Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold ahead of Josh Allen. I thought it was craziness. When Denver failed to take him and took a defensive end, Chubb, I thought that was just nuts. And I think all these things have been right. I've been proven 100% right about Josh Allen. So I root for him, and I root for Buffalo. I've always sort of liked Buffalo a little bit. They play in cold weather, bad weather. I've always sort of liked them, even back more in the day. But I just don't know. I mean, if it's going to be he and Cook that just have to carry that team if they're going to get to and win a Super Bowl. Now, maybe it's that issue that we talked about before. Maybe I don't think anybody's really any good. Maybe Allen is good enough. Maybe, you know, he's just that much better than everybody else. And I think he is. And if Cook helps him and you get some help from the tight end position, the defense gives you enough, maybe creates some turnovers, maybe it's possible. I still don't think the body of that football team looks like a championship team at all. And that's what worries me. Let me tell you about Lake Kiwi Auto Group. Final sale of the year is on. You have, as of now, and maybe they'll extend this, I don't know. But as of now, you have today, tomorrow, and Saturday. That's it. 3 days. Final sale of the year is on. They've saved the best for last. Hurry in for the best selection. Get there now before the vehicle you want gets sold. I mean, again, they have an incredible selection, but you may want a particular truck, for example. And if you wait, you will lose that truck, and then you'll have to maybe settle for something else. You know, don't wait. With discounts this big, these vehicles are going fast. Look, Lake Kiwi Ford, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Rams, year-end sale is on. They've saved the best for last. I'm talking new trucks, discount up to $10,000 off the sticker price. Yes, you can save up to 10,000 $1,000 on new Rams and F-150s at Lake Kiwi, and saving 10 grand on a new truck is huge. You want a new F-150 or a new Ram? Lake Kiwi's got a bunch of them to choose from. Not sure what you want? At Lake Kiwi, you can test drive them both. Do a side-by-side comparison. See which truck you like best. Lake Kiwi also has a ton of low-mileage, one-owned or pre-owned trucks in stock. You can test drive those too. Fact is, Lake Kiwi has over 600 vehicles on the lot and ready for delivery. It's the biggest selection in the upstate. They're all clearance priced for this massive year in sale. Financing is easy, regardless of your situation or how much you owe on your trade. Lake Kiwi can get you approved. So hurry to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Shop online at lakekiwiautogroup.com. 864-888-1200. 864-888-1200. Quick break. You can get in. 654-7627.
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Get ready to relive one of the greatest moments in music history. On January 10th, the Walhalla Performing Arts Center presents Randomonium, a tribute to the 1985 Live Aid Festival. This South Carolina-based variety band is famous for its incredible range, covering generations of music, genres, and moods. From iconic classics to unforgettable anthems, Randomonium brings the energy and excitement of Live Aid back to life in one spectacular night. Don't miss this epic performance. Get your tickets now at WalhallaPAC.com.
When friends and family are coming over to your place for the next big game, everything has to be right. So when your comfort and reputation are on the line, don't leave it to chance. Bring in the experts in the bold white and blue trucks. Visit acehomeco.com for all your plumbing, HVAC, and electrical needs.
Hey, this is KDE over here at Engineer Sleep. Before I ever built mattresses, I played college football. And one thing sports taught me is that your body only performs as well as you let it recover. That's why I take so much pride in what we build here at Engineer Sleep. Every mattress is made by real hands, built strong, and built to help you wake up ready for the day. If you want a mattress made by people who know what real rest means, come see us at Engineer Sleep.
When your motors stop, your production does too. That's why companies like EMCOR rely on Industrial Motor Service.
Excellent customer service and highly knowledgeable staff. Taylor and the team are extremely quick to respond with solutions. Highly recommend Industrial Motor Service for all your motor needs.
When your business depends on reliable motors and fast repairs, count on the team trusted by industry pros for decades, Industrial Motor Service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com to learn more. Industrial Motor Service, keeping your business moving.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
They say the new year calls for new goals, so what about new house goals? Upgrade to comfort this year with natural gas. Picture warmer heat, endless hot water, cooking without power, and grilling without a tank. Make the switch for a cozier and more efficient home. Call 864-859-6375 or visit fhnga.com for details. And hey, before you dig, remember to call 811. It's the law and it's free. Happy New Year from your friends at Fort Hill Natural Gas.
Texting enrolls you in a recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text AREA to 42424 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text AREA to 42424. That's AREA to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Upstate's home for the best coverage of the NFL Draft and the top 100 players is right here on The Roar on Road Rage with Walt Deptula, weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m., where every day is game day.
Are here, and Underdog's the best place to get in on all the gridiron action because you can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. And for Wild Card Weekend, Underdog is adding a gimme pick on a quarterback of your choice from any of the Wild Card games to get started. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick your favorite players. They'll go higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, rushing yards, receptions, and more. Get them right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. During the last commercial break, I made two Underdog plays. That's a fact. And I will tell you what they are right now if I can get to it. Okay, on this deal, I took Beck. Let me just play this. Let me pull this out here. I took Beck to go higher than 231.5 passing yards. I know he hasn't thrown for anything near that thus far in the playoff, but I just think the Ole Miss defense isn't very good, and I think Miami can throw on this defense. And as such, I took Tony to go higher than 62.5 receiving yards. I'm not sure Ole Miss can cover him. And I took Kewon Lacy to go lower than 78.5 rushing yards because I think he's great. I think he's tremendous. I'm just not sure how easy he's going to find it rushing against this Miami defensive front. So there's one play. And then in the NFL, I already gave you this, but I took Puka Nacua higher than 91.5. I took Jared Verse higher than 2.5 tackles and assists. I took Matthew Stafford higher than 265.5. I took Chuba Hubbard lower than 25.5 rushing yards. I took Kyron Williams higher than 65.5 rushing yards. And so basically, I think the Rams are winning. And so I'm playing that. And I get a 40% boost on both of those deals. So if either one of them hit, it's good for me. So we'll see. But that's what I have going on Underdog right now. As you know, I love the Underdog. So what are you waiting for? Download the app today. Use promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, to score $75 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code ROADRAGE. Just that simple. Underdog. Make picks, win money. Must be 18+. Present South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms. _DFS_.html for details. Consider the play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arthur, how are you? Arthur, good to have you.
Happy New Year, Walt.
Yeah, same to you, Arthur. Good to have you. Thank you.
Well, my question is, since I'm a longtime Redskin fan and we suffered for 30 years,
yep,
and we had a good year last year,
yep,
but we had so many injuries on defense, and it just killed us. But what would you do if you got the number 7 pick? What do you pick? What position?
It has been a year where you've had so many injuries. It's almost incredible. I mean, just really depleted all over the place. I think that, you know, it's funny because the season's, the trouble began before the year when McLaurin opted to hold out. And I thought that was surprising for a team captain, no less. And I understand the situation, but I thought that was hurtful. You know, your running back situation, I think, was largely a mess. Obviously, Daniels was hurt. I think defensively, as you mentioned, you suffered lots of injuries. There are just so many directions that you could go. And I haven't yet thought specifically about Washington. So I'm gonna have to think about that a little bit. But
would you think defense?
I think you have more needs than it appeared before the start of the year. I mean, I think there are significant needs on this football team. I mean, I even think you need a running back. I mean, I don't know that I would want to draft Jeremiah Love with the 7th pick of the draft, but that would be a great compliment to Jaden Daniels. You know, and it would make that offense look better, and it would take some pressure off that defense. I mean, that's a pick that would make some sense in terms of where Washington is and what they need. Because I don't think you have any special running back. You get just a bunch of guys, you know? I mean, go ahead.
I think the rookie that played out of Arizona, Beal.
Yeah.
I think that he's the guy that if you get him in space, he's like a 4.3 or a 4.4 guy. So if it's kind of like the old saying, if he's even, he's leaving.
Yeah, he has some ability. Yep, no question, he has some ability.
But, from after the Green Bay game, McLaurin was hurt. Brown didn't play but maybe two or three games all year long. So he's supposed to be your number three wide receiver.
Yeah.
It would seem to me that, and I know Wagner's retiring, you might go linebacker if there was a great linebacker that would make a difference.
Well,
middle linebacker.
Yeah, I think your second. Well, you're probably not going to draft a middle linebacker at that point of the draft. But I think your secondary. You've thrown some resources at it, but I think the secondary is still suspect. I think you could use another defensive end for sure. Somebody who can pressure the passer. I don't think Kinlaw has turned out to be the player that people expected at defensive tackle out of South Carolina. Again, you've got some guys like Martin and Holmes in the mix at defensive end. The Von Miller thing was not good. I mean, I think you need help there. As you said, your linebacking core is aging. You brought in an aging Bobby Wagner. I think that ship has sort of sailed. It's funny because preseason, there were major expectations for Washington. All I heard was people taking Washington higher than 9.5. And now postseason, it looks sort of like this team is in more of a need of a redo than people expected. Now, you know, here's the good news for you, Arthur. The top is really close to the bottom in the NFL, and you can volleyball back and forth. So just because Washington had a bad year this year when you had a lot of injuries doesn't mean you will next year. Maybe next year everybody stays healthy and that's all it takes.
Well, let me switch to Clemson since I've been following Clemson since 1977.
Yeah.
First game I ever watched was the Gator Bowl against Pittsburgh. And that was a disaster. And you know why I picked Clemson? Because I love Tigers. And they were orange. Orange was my favorite color. And Tiger was one of my favorite animals because I've not seen a gorilla as a mascot. So I'm like, well, I guess I'll do Tigers. I was like 7 years old. And the reason why I picked the Redskins is I loved Indians. and I hated Cowboys.
There you go.
So I loved the Indians, and that and I've met way too many Cowboys.
Well,
fans.
And now you're a Commander.
Well, I'm a Redskin. I'm not a Commander.
Yeah, I get you. I get you.
I mean, that's just the way it is. I buy Redskin helmets. I don't buy Commander helmets.
Yeah, I get it.
But it does seem like they're redoing the defense for Clemson.
Yep.
It seems to me that the safeties are better than what they had. Just from what I understand.
Yeah, no question. Clemson's already made significant additions, I think, at every level of the defense, talented players, and I would expect the defense to be improved next year. Look, I think you're going to have some hungry players, and I think that was lacking this year, too. The defense just, to me, never played with any hunger. I think there were limitations. I think there were issues. You couldn't play man coverage because, quite honestly, the secondary just wasn't talented enough to play man coverage. So I think that was limiting to what Tom Allen could do. And so, yeah, I think already the portal hole, starting with Washington, who I think has a chance to be an elite corner, I think that is a vast improvement. And like I said, I think you've made improvements at every level. And I think there's still a little bit more to come. I don't know how much more, but maybe a little bit more.
Can I ask you one last question?
Yeah, go ahead, Arthur.
And the guy that came from Auburn, Starr, is that his last name?
Yeah.
He's supposed to be a track guy. Is that correct?
He ran track in high school. He ran about a 10.5 400 meter. I gave that time out the other day. I don't remember exactly, but about a 10.5 400 meter. Washington was a track guy as well.
Now would you? And this is just what I think. I wouldn't put Starr in the secondary. I would teach him how to catch the ball as a punt returner or a kickoff guy, and let him be the guy. And if he got you 15 to 20 yards on average for a punt return, or if he got you 30 to 40 on kickoffs, and be a guy that if he broke the first line, he could be gone.
Arthur, I got to run. It's good talking to you, Arthur. I got to run. I don't think you're going to see that. I mean, I think I think that Clemson needs that help in the secondary. I think that's expressly why those individuals were brought in. We lost Joe. Did we lose? We lost Joe there. Is that what you're telling me, Ramona? Let me tell you about my guy Nick Lavery. Hey, listen. Now located at 1011 Tiger Boulevard, Suite 500 by Mello Mushroom in Clemson. Do you need someone who knows the law on your side and is going to be on your side? Who knows the law and is going to be on your side, I should say in English. That's Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney. Nick will get you the help you deserve. Nick can help you. It doesn't matter what your legal issue is. Nick's been serving our Clemson and upstate community for more than 25 years. Think about that. Areas of practice, DUI, been charged with DUI. It's a devastating event. It can disrupt your entire future. You're going to need, it doesn't mean you're guilty. You're going to need a quality South Carolina DUI lawyer to represent you in court. Boat, car, motorcycle accident. Listen, if you've been injured in any sort of accident, it is imperative that you get the advice of Nick Lavery. Imperative. Trust me when I tell you this. Do not agree to anything with any insurance companies. The insurance companies fear Nick Lavery. Trust me. Call Nick Lavery as soon as humanly possible. Wrongful death. If your family's faced with the decision to file a wrongful death lawsuit, it's important to know exactly what you need, how to get what you deserve. Look, if your loved one dies due to the negligence of somebody else, it's time for justice. Nick Lavery will make sure you find justice. And finally, parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. It doesn't make them a bad kid. Kids get in trouble. But you're going to have to call Nick Lavery. It's what you need to do next. Nick is Clemson's local attorney. He's here to help you and your child. Nick and his legal team know the very best options to help defend and protect your child and their future. Whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, fake ID, Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, 864-654-3600, 864-654-3680. 864-654-3680. Tell them I say it's how it works. Visit online, nicklaverylaw.com. Nicklaverylaw.com. All right, quick break. Joe, you can get back in. Todd and Easley, you're up first on the other side.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7, so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
Thinking about a move to the upstate? Discover Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 3 miles from historic downtown and 8 miles from Clemson. This family-owned builder has over 30 years of experience creating personalized homes built around your lifestyle. 1 to 2-story design, starting in mid-300s, you can customize every detail in a 3,900-square-foot design studio. Community pool opens this year. Empire Homes has some fantastic limited-time incentives right now for both completed homes or building your dream home from the ground up. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com and start your new chapter in the upstate.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta-potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have 2-stall, 3-stall, and 4-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
When you need to move, choose Tiger Moving Company for an affordable and stress-free experience. Our team of capable, trainable, and professional movers is dedicated to providing extraordinary customer service. Whether you're relocating across town or across the state, we work hard to ensure your move is seamless. Let's start your journey today. Visit tigermovinggreenville.com and discover why we're the best choice for your next move. Voted best in the upstate for the past 7 years. Tiger Moving, the easy way to move.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. We'll help you raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme Donuts. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Get more value for every mile at Skinner Tire. Whether you're driving around town or hauling on the farm, our team delivers tire sales, installation, and repairs for cars, trucks, trailers, and farm equipment. Need an alignment, oil change, or balancing? We handle it all. Plus, 24-hour roadside help when you need it most. Serving the upstate of South Carolina, we keep you rolling safely. Visit SkinnerTires.com or call 864-599-0026 and experience service you can trust from Skinner Tire, where your journey starts strong.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows, and doors, roofing and decks, siding, and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability, and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
Sports talk for people who love sports. Come on, there's no need to complicate things.
It can't be forced. It should just come about effortlessly.
We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Hand, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Walked up to the road rage. How badly do you think Greg Sankey, the commissioner of the SEC, is sweating right now? How badly? Wherever he is, wherever he's holed up.
Wherever he's at.
Right. How badly?
I don't know.
Right. Dude looks like a cartoon character right now. He's drenched. It's like he's been in a sauna. He's completely drenched. I mean, he's drinking martinis. It's not good. Greg Sankey is not going to enjoy this. I mean, look, even if Ole Miss wins, okay, Ole Miss not only needs to win this game, they need to win the next game in order for the SEC to save any face whatsoever. Anything short of that is disastrous for the SEC.
So
it has been the bowl season for the SEC has been an unmitigated disaster thus far.
Isn't that where Kiffin was?
Yeah, at Ole Miss, yeah.
And yeah. Now he's not there.
Right.
To coach this particular game.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, he's missed the last.
He's so stupid.
Yeah, he's missed the last two games. This goes back to what we said before about,
yeah,
you know, you can
he's
tell.
So dumb.
Yeah, you can tell. I mean, he really is. I mean, and
that expression, yeah, dumb as you look.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
And he's sort of like a child. You know what I mean?
He doesn't like, yeah.
There's like something wrong with him.
Yeah.
I mean, I really think
so. Anybody that hits themselves in the head when they make a mistake, eventually it's going to affect your brain.
Right. There's a scene in one of the Fawlty Towers episodes where John Cleese is disciplining himself sort of falsely by hitting himself in the butt. And that's what it reminds me of. When I saw Kiffin hitting himself in the head on the sideline, that's what it reminded me of. It reminded me of that John Cleese, that John Cleese acting out. Todd and Easley. Todd, how are you, Todd? Good to have you.
Wow, how you doing?
Good, Todd. Thank you for getting in.
Was I the only one watching the game last night that thought Zigatolu was getting away with all fouls all over the darn court?
Well, he probably was. I mean, that's what happens when you're 7'2 and 280.
To me, there's one clear foul underneath the basket where R.J. Godfrey had him blocked out, and he just pushed him in the back, and referee standing right there didn't even say anything.
Yeah. Yeah, there were a couple times. I remember the one you talked about too. Yeah, there were a couple times, and maybe they did get away with a little of that. But look, that dude's hard to guard. I mean, honestly, he's on the wrong team. He really is in many ways. SMU wants to go up and down, and at times they forget he exists. When I suggested the other day that, you know, one of their big faults is when things break down, they should go into him every time because there's nobody who can guard him. I mean, you could try and dig down and double him. You could try big-to-big doubles. You could try what you can to get the ball out of his hands, and he did turn the ball over. Clemson dug down on him a couple times. He turned the ball over a couple times out of doubles. But the reality is that there's no player in college basketball that can guard him. I mean, you know, we saw – when he went up against Vesser of North Carolina, Vesser's a 7-foot center transfer, and Vesser looked like a kid next to Igatolo.
He is big.
Yeah, I mean, he's the size of a mountain. You know what's really unbelievable, Todd, is Texas Tech has a chick that they just added to the women's team from Nigeria who's the same size as he is.
Good Lord.
Exactly.
I don't want to make her mad.
No, exactly right. Exactly right.
Yep. And then again, I wouldn't want any woman that can bench press me. I'm not small. If they can bench press me, I want nothing to do with them.
Yep. 100%. There you go.
All right. Have a good one.
Thanks, Todd. You know, I see you. I see you in there doing whatever you're doing. You know, look, I think that on this deal, by the way, if you missed that clip, I put the highlights of that woman on my Twitter feed somewhere. They were highlights of her playing in high school in a Japanese league, which you have to see to believe. I mean, I've seen some wild stuff, but check my Twitter feed somewhere. You absolutely have to see it. You absolutely have to see it. Let me get to Tennessee Tiger. Tennessee Tiger, how are you, Tennessee Tiger? Good to have you.
Good evening, Walt. Guess I've been the last call. I hoped I'd get in. Before I get to the football real quick, I called last week about the 104-year-old Army veteran.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
did
yeah.
You, did you look that up?
I did see it. I saw... I haven't seen him actually sing. I saw the I saw him.
He played his
harmonica,
a clarinet.
Okay.
No. The same thing that old Bill Clinton plays. What is it?
Saxophone.
Okay.
Yeah, and the fact that he held that note so long, if you'd have had me bet that was a 104-year-old man was holding that last note that long, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Got to know what he's doing.
Okay.
Got to figure out what he's doing. I don't mean anything illegal. I mean.
So you can replicate it.
Yeah.
We got you.
Your lungs work that well at 104.
I know. But anyway, the Lord's blessed him. I just say that.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, I'm taking the Miami 34-27,
okay.
And I texted you last week. No, I called you last week about I thought Miami would beat Ohio State if they got two turnovers and their third down conversions were like, I think I said 35-40%. Now, they got two turnovers. I didn't think one was going to be for a touchdown anyway. And the fact that nobody had scored but 17 points on Ohio State.
Yeah, I just thought Miami was going to win, period. Without any other factors, I just thought Miami would beat them. I thought they had the more experienced quarterback, and I actually thought that Miami looked more like the Ohio State team that went on to win the national title last year than Ohio State did this year. And I think it's the line of scrimmage. It's the line of scrimmage. I thought Miami was better, and I think they proved they were better.
And I'm picking Oregon. Not because this is why, but I just want Oregon and Miami to match up because, Cristobal coached there.
Pretty interesting. It's funny. Tennessee Tiger, I don't know how, but I've never even thought of that. Go ahead.
Yeah. I thought Georgia would actually the game I missed was Georgia last week because I thought, well, it'd be a great matchup for Georgia to play Miami, and then they have their former quarterback, playing against them, and then, Cristobal, playing, So anyway.
Yeah.
But I missed that game.
Yeah, you were looking for the intrigue, the theater. You're trying to match them up like the NCAA tries to match up the basketball teams in the tournament.
No, I just thought. If I had to pick again and they played again, I thought, Georgia didn't run the ball. And the fact that, the stupid things that Kirby didn't run the ball, I don't know. I hate to say it about all the betting going on. I'm sure that didn't happen at all because, those players have pride. But anyway, I just want this to be a good two games. I'm sure it's going to be. Last year was there a Thursday night game for the college playoff?
I don't remember that. I was actually thinking that earlier too. I don't remember what night we played on Tennessee Tiger. Those are like the kinds of things that I don't pay any attention to. Yeah. Other people do, but I don't pay any attention to that. Tennessee Tiger, I got to run. It was good speaking to you as always. Thank you. Jerry, I'm coming right to you in a minute. Let me tell you about Moretti's. Hey, if you're looking for a fast, delicious lunch spot right off I-35, hey, Ramona, we've had multiple people write the last 2 days about Moretti's. Lisa wrote us earlier. She was at Moretti's with her husband, and she said it was unbelievable. And she said that her husband, did she have the beef on whack or did her husband? I think her husband had the beef on whack, and she had a type of pizza –
The type we need.
Yeah, we need. Was it Italian? Said Italian flag pizza, I think?
I think so.
Whatever it was, they loved it. And we had somebody else call, was it Sid the other day, saying the same thing. I mean, man, get to Moretti's. It's all going on at Moretti's. Whether it's the Buffalo's, New York, the authentic Buffalo style wings. Style isn't right. They're buffalo wings. They're real, true, authentic buffalo wings. No style to it. The pizza, stone oven, amazing buffalo-style New York pizza. If you want something hearty but quick, try that beef on whack. We've had multiple people now in the last few days call it the best sandwich they've ever put in their mouth. Moretti's also has subs, sandwiches, wraps, burgers, salads, calzones, pastas, appetizers, and more. And by the way, Jeff and Luke, Ramona and I would like to try all those things tomorrow when you bring us our care package. I hope you're hearing us. Hey, for your next lunch, skip the drive-thru. Hit Moretti, 783 East Butler Road in Malden, just minutes off of I-385. Moretti's the perfect lunch spot where everyone's a regular. Let's go. Let's go, Jeff and Luke. Let's go. Jerry, good to have you as always, Jerry.
Hey, Walt, you know I'm not a conference guy, but I want to see Miami win just so Ole Miss, an SEC team, doesn't not get to the championship.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not a conference guy. It's just going to blow the SEC, the Herb Streets, and all those guys. They're just going to be making excuses and all. And so, and again, I heard a facts that I got on today about the weak ACC. I reminded facts that the only losses that Miami had was two teams within the ACC. So, and again. And I'm pulling for the Hurricanes.
Well, and they've already beaten one SEC team in this deal, and they have a chance to beat another one. So, you know, I think that Miami at the line of scrimmage is a problem, and I think it's going to be a problem tonight for Ole Miss. We'll see. I mean, if Chambliss can run around, if Miami cannot affect him, if Miami cannot get to him as Georgia didn't, then Ole Miss will win. If Miami can't affect Chambliss, Ole Miss will win the game. They have great weapons. They have great offensive talent. But my guess is Miami can affect him. And I don't know that Ole Miss can block that Miami defensive line. That's where football starts. I don't think they can block him.
Yeah, I agree. Well, you know, and that's the thing, too. You know, I've heard people say, well, you know, the Ole Miss players losing Kevin. You know what, Walt, again, call me an old grumpy old man. But, again, I'm not even feeling sorry for the Ole Miss players because in this day and age, who should say how many of those kids leave after this game anyway?
You're 100% right. Yeah, you're 100% right, Jerry. It's both the players and coaches. It's everybody. It's all sort of poison. But, look, the reality is, and I said this before the Georgia game, one of the reasons I was picking Ole Miss to upset Georgia, which they did, was because Kiffin was gone. Because I knew Kiffin couldn't meddle in the games, in the in-game coaching. And he's just destructive as an in-game coach. He's the worst I've ever seen. His mistakes are limited only by the fact that the games are 3 hours long. I mean, he just can't stop meddling in games. Again, the Oklahoma game is the most glaring example ever. We talk about in-game decisions by coaches. You go back and watch the Oklahoma game. He made like 15 ridiculous in-game decisions that are among the worst I've ever seen.
Yep.
You know, with him out of the way, they didn't make any of those stupid decisions that cost them the Georgia game.
I mean, that's why Ben thought that they still had a chance to win that game, you know, saying, hey, you know, we probably should have won. Well, one last thing I need to check out again. Watching the game last night, I did not get anxious whatsoever. Maybe a little bit when it dropped down to four. But my gosh, what a great job of switching on that possession to make SMU take a tough shot. I thought Clemson controlled that game from the very from the start to the end. That was my take on it.
Yep, 100%.
Justin Porter, I didn't realize what a bad shooting game he had because he played so well defensively.
Right. He took on the biggest challenge. Yeah, he took on the biggest challenge in guarding Boopy. Hey, Jerry, great speaking with you. Good job as always. All right, we're done. Enjoy the game. We'll see you tomorrow.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
For the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Evan Cohen.
WCCP-FM 105, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson.
97.5, Spartanburg.
We are the Roar.
97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
This is SportsCenter.
I'm Nick DeLuca, closing in on the CFP semis, kicking off tonight at the Verbo Fiesta Bowl. Number 6 Ole Miss, number 10 Miami, with a trip to the national championship game on the line. Coverage underway on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Miami a 3-point favorite. Canes defensive back Damari Brown will not play tonight, was questionable coming in, has not played since the end of November. Ohio State.